This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When a city's struggling, every single dollar is critical. So the idea that millions in federal dollars are being lost is appalling. But a new report from the Government Accountability Office shows that's exactly what's happened in Detroit and Flint, as well as Camden, New Jersey, and Stockton, California. Liz Farmer is a public finance writer for Governing Magazine. She dug into that report. Liz, what was this report looking at?
It was looking at how cities that struggle with their finances might be affected by how they manage the money that's given to them from the federal government. And this came about as we are seeing cities continue to struggle following the recession. Some are doing very well, but some are, especially in Michigan and California, are not. And we've seen bankruptcies, and it's just been really an unprecedented time. And so the federal government, of course, wants to know how that affects the money that they are spending that they get from them.
What kind of funds are we talking about? Money to do what, for instance?
Like housing projects, a lot of this stuff goes towards payroll-type things. You know, cities can establish a program, and then they'll use federal funds to pay for certain positions, the people who manage programs. But these are kind of all across the board. A lot of it is housing and urban development-type grants, so a lot of infrastructure, a lot of stuff that affects lower-income people in those kinds of programs.
So what they find, what exactly is going on in cities like Detroit and Flint where they're losing millions in federal funds?
The big problem seems to be that, you know, especially in Detroit and Flint, these two cities have saw some of the worst staffing losses during the recession. In 4 years, 2009 through 2013, Detroit lost a third of its city staff. Flint was even worse. It lost nearly half of its employees, and in a large part that's due to layoffs, but some of that's people who were just, you know, saw the writing on the wall and left. But if you can imagine, you know, any organization that loses that many employees in a short amount of time, yet they're charged with running a city every day, you're going to run into problems. And so this is true for the other cities in the report, too, but they lost that institutional knowledge, and with that, they lost the ability to really keep a handle on these grants.
So there's fewer people with kind of the skills and the knowledge to know what to do and how to manage those grants.
Exactly. They pointed out one example in Flint that because this one particular person left, of course, nobody's named in these reports, but this person had a deep knowledge of how to manage a particular HUD grant. And because of that, the money was possibly misspent. Flint couldn't go back and really determine whether it had spent money in, I guess, in accordance with how it was supposed to be spent with the grant. And so the result of that was that the city owed over $1 million back to HUD because it couldn't ensure that the money was going to the right places.
Oof. And then there was another problem in the sense of, you know, city has to do belt tightening and cut spending across the board. And then what happened?
Yeah, well, then what happens is they lose this expertise and they get dinged for it. The report cited a couple examples. Detroit has just had an appalling experience with these federal auditors. They go back in to see how the grant spending and money is going. And in a single year in 2011, in a single audit, Detroit had 90 compliance findings on one audit. The following year, there was 98. And so the city has just really had trouble with actually being able to comply. That results in several things. I mean, in some cases, the money doesn't even get spent at all because it's just sitting around and they don't have anyone to manage how to spend it.
And also, if the grants from the feds required a local spending match, those budget cuts meant they didn't have the money even to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, they can't put that aside.
This seems like a dog chasing its tail.
Yes. And what's interesting is, you know, obviously the cities know what's going on, and this is not something that they're okay with. And so they've tried to establish solutions, and Detroit established an Office of Grant Management. Flint, and also Stockton, California, too, established this pre-approval process where if you are an agency and you want to apply for a federal grant, you have to get final approval from the city finance manager before doing so. It's to ensure that you're going to do it correctly and all of that stuff. But what's interesting is, as we all know, there was a White House working group established to help Detroit. And for all the criticisms that this particular audit has for these cities not, you know, doing well with tracking how they're spending money, this working group didn't do very well with tracking its solutions either. And so other cities are knocking on the door going, hey, what kind of solutions did you guys figure out? And there aren't any answers. No one wrote anything down.
That made my eyes pop out when I read it in your piece, that the working group assembled to help Detroit didn't document its methods for others to use. I mean, hello.
Exactly.
Well, the irony here is really, it hurts when you think that the cities like Flint, like Detroit, most in need of extra funds, can't manage their grants because they're so resource strapped.
Yeah, they are. And it's just such a tough time. They are pulled in every which direction. Cities have to provide money to run the city every day. They have to pay for services. But these grants go for, you know, things that not only help that, but they might help, you know, something more long-term, like a bigger project or beautification thing. You know, like, these grants go to so many different things. And this is the city's only kind of lifeline to the federal government, other than community block development grants. I mean, this is important for them to be able to show that they can manage their money to the feds and that they are worthy of this money. And so if they can't prove that, they're not going to get the money.
Now, this federal report did offer some potential solutions. What were they? Besides the fact that it'd be nice to keep your records and keep methodology and document things.
Yeah, that's pretty important. I think that was probably, in my opinion, that's probably the most important solution.
Yeah.
And I would hope that they do that, because there are, like I said, there are a lot of cities that want to use that as a kind of a blueprint for what to do. But another interesting point is that Detroit, in particular, has had a lot of success in partnering with nonprofits. And other cities are doing that, too, and that's sort of this new big thing, I think, that's emerged in the last few years. But the idea of a foundation going to the city and wanting to help with a particular area that the foundation is also interested in, that can reap a lot of benefits for both sides.
Interesting, interesting piece. But again, as I said, Liz, it felt like a dog chasing its tail. This whole cycle of they're so strapped they need the federal funds, but they're so strapped they can't manage the federal funds. It makes for some very challenging reading. Liz Farmer's piece in Governing Magazine, How Cities Lose Millions in Federal Funds. Thank you so much for talking with us, Liz.
Thanks for having me.